Let's go back now to journalist Belle True of the London Independent. She was stopped at a checkpoint when we lost contact with her at the top of the programme. Belle, you have been monitoring the flow and the movement of refugees. Can I just ask you first about Mariupol? I know you were talking to residents there during the week. Is there any chance that the 400,000 who are trapped there will be reached either today or tomorrow?
Unfortunately, the outlook isn't very positive, at least if we look at what's happened over the last week or so, with humanitarian convoys headed up by the Red Cross attempting to get access to the city. I spoke to the Director General of the Ukrainian Red Cross that's manning those evacuation routes, and he told me they couldn't get a single truck of food in, let alone hundreds of thousands of people out. And I managed to get through to one teenager who's in the city. They have very sporadic phone signal. He told me that they were under constant mortar shelling. He was sheltering in the basement of a church with his family, his 11-year-old brother and his mother, and several hundred other civilians. He said that even that church had come under shell fire. It was very difficult to come above ground. So there's also concerns there about people starving to death or dying from thirst, because the water has been switched off, electricity has been switched off, comms are almost down, and of course people can't get out. So he was saying to me that people were basically, I mean, his situation was that they had a nearby well, but it was very dangerous to get to because of the shooting and because of the shelling. I spoke to another woman whose parents are trapped inside the city. She told me they were melting snow and in some instances even tapping their radiators for water. Right. So the humanitarian crisis there is extreme.
Okay, and we see in recent days we've seen people moving towards Lviv to relative safety, or at least what they thought was relative safety, following this attack on the military base now, which is between there and the Polish border, very close to Lviv. Does that mean that people are now going to move on and into Poland?
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that there is nowhere safe in Ukraine because of the attacks from the sky. And this is why Ukrainian officials keep repeating the same line, which is we need a no-fly zone. We need the skies to close. And we saw that happen today. This is, I think, the furthest west that Russian strikes have hit. It hit a base very, very close to the Polish border. There are concerns that, you know, if there was a misfire, it could have gone over the Polish border, which would have been an attack on a NATO nation. We understand at least 35 people have been killed and over 100 injured in that attack. It was a military base, but it had been used by foreign troops for training purposes, including NATO country using it as a training base. So it is obviously quite a serious escalation, but I've seen this across multiple cities in Ukraine. I've been traveling throughout the west and the center of the country. All the bases and the civilian airports have been hit by missiles from the sky, and that's what's really worrying Ukrainians, is that you might be 1,000 kilometers from the front line, but you know, you've got the sky to worry about.
Okay, no safety. Belle True, we'll let you continue with your travels there. That's Belle True from the London Independent, and we're back with more after this break.